hear from Kirk. It doesn't make a difference to me, whatever you think is best, we can certainly. So then we, you guys tell us what you want to have.
There is in particular be one more action item that I know Paul is still here yet. We could address the land donation under Brown County, under as an action item under wildlife, number 20 on your list. I don't believe that would take that long, but that would certainly be an action item that we could address while we have you here.
Sure.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Hepler. Paul Coughlin, Wildlife Habitat Program Administrator for the Wildlife Division. It's been a while since I've been in front of you, but one of the responsibilities I have in my position as a program administrator is to handle issues involving real property that the Wildlife Division has an interest in, or whether that's purchase, accepting a donation in this case, or various other activities associated with real property title. So if I'll point you to behind the wildlife tab in your book, page 20. There is a, we were approached a number of months ago by a trustee of the Frank L. C. Trust. And that trust has ownership of 80 acres of property in Brown County that they would desire to donate to the Game Fish and Parks Department as a game production area. We have been working with our regional staff to identify any sort of issues that might come up with accepting this property, and quite frankly, there are very few. Being located where it's at, it would not be much at all of an inconvenience or an expense for our agency to take on management of this property, in the fact that if you look at the map associated with it, you'll see there up in the right-hand corner, there you see this part of a small yellow polygon. That's our Putney Slough game production area. And being located just 11 miles from Aberdeen, our habitat crews are always in the area. And this is, again, just would be another stop for them in doing the sort of management they would need to do. And with respect to what that management involves, principally at this point, it would be noxious weed control and signage. And so, you know, the sort of things that we would do this property would be just to make sure it's available to the public, and that they know that they're on a game production area. And when opportunities arise to do any other habitat development, we would certainly do that. When it comes to the value of this property as a hunting property, I think what is probably best reflective of that is the fact that the property's been enrolled in the walking area program for many years. And so it's already open to public to hunt on. This would just give us as an agency an opportunity to own the property and take advantage of management opportunities such as food plots, or if it gets to the point where, you know, we identify some other needs for habitat out there, maybe grassland restoration work or even some woody cover plantings, we would have the opportunity to do that and improve that area for public hunting. So with that, there is a resolution 20-1 that I'd ask the commission to adopt. That resolution would confirm the department's decision that this would be an acceptable property to accept as a donation, and then further to acknowledge and thank the Frank L. C. Revocable Trust for their generosity in donating this property to the agency.
Okay, thank you. So do we have a motion to approve resolution 20-01?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 20-01 passes.
Thank you.